This matters because the hard questions are usually the ones where nobody can hand you an answer key afterward.
Yeah. Models are getting very good at tasks with a clean reward signal. Then we ask them to help reason about long horizon choices where the feedback may arrive absurdly late. Or never.
Right. And this new conceptual reasoning index is trying to put a number on that uncomfortable middle zone. Not whether a model can solve a coding puzzle, but whether it can engage with arguments about alignment, governance, decision theory, all that stuff where the conclusion is genuinely contested.
Mm-hmm.
Also, small confession, my week has been a little benchmark-shaped. Every new chart claims it captured the soul of intelligence, then you open the methodology and find 12 footnotes doing all the work.
The footnotes are where the little goblins live.
Exactly. This one at least seems unusually candid about its goblins, which I appreciated.
The core design is 3 datasets. ELMA asks models to judge arguments written against position texts. A core checks whether a model's reported probabilities and preferences obey basic consistency constraints. Detench capabilities test decision theory, especially cases involving predictions of the model's own behavior or near copies.
Okay.
That split is clever because it avoids pretending there is one settled answer to a philosophical question. With ELMA, the target is narrower. Can the model assess an argument using a detailed rubric in a way that tracks expert judgment?
And that is a real user story, even if it is not a shiny consumer feature. A research team comparing model candidates for sensitive analysis could use this as one signal before letting a model draft strategy, critique a proposal, or reason through a weird edge case.
Right.
Though the adoption path is pretty specialized. ELMA access requires a request form, and the public thing is the CRY website with live scores. This is not a plug-in for someone shipping a support bot by Friday.
No, and honestly, that restraint fits. The dataset has 560 position texts and 1,460 won arguments against them, with 2,140 total ratings. They even had a roughly 50 argument validation set rated independently by 4 to 6 people, followed by 7 to 8 hours of discussion.
That last bit is oddly reassuring. Somebody actually sat in the messy part of the work instead of declaring that disagreement had been solved by a spreadsheet.
A spreadsheet would have done it faster, obviously. Much worse, but faster.
This is your recurring nightmare. Product people celebrating the dashboard before anyone asks what the axis means.
Pippa, it is not a nightmare. It is an extremely well-observed production incident.
Fair. But there is a genuinely nice product implication here. Judging arguments can be useful even when nobody expects the model to discover final truth. It can help people find weak links, missing assumptions, or claims that need a human to inspect.
I agree, with one big caution. This runs straight into our construct validity fight from episode 833. The conversion evidence camp wants several different measures to move together. Your outcome evidence camp asks whether the score predicts a real consequence someone cares about. CRY is one more serious entrant in that fight, not the verdict.
Yeah, no, completely. If a high CRY model produces better research critiques in practice, that is compelling. If it mostly learns the local style of this rubric, then we built a very refined elevator shaft and everyone is nodding at the word conceptual.
Fair. And the aggregate has some decisions worth keeping visible. CRY is 60% ELMA, 20% Accord, and 20% Detench capabilities. The team says it may add benchmarks, retire saturated ones, and change weights later, so the index is useful but not frozen in amber.
I see.
The reported leader is Opus 5 at 73.6 with a 95% confidence interval of plus or minus 2.1. They estimate the practical ceiling around 91, partly because perfect replication of noisy human ELMO ratings would likely only score around 85. Meanwhile, Fable 5 got 98% on detench capabilities, so that component is already getting cramped.
And Fable 5 had Opus 5 used as a fallback when it refused questions. That is the kind of detail I want stapled to every leaderboard. It does not invalidate the score, but it means the score belongs to a deployment setup, not some pure disembodied model essence.
Exactly. They also ran models at maximum token limits and effort levels. Fine for measuring their best available performance, but it tells an engineering team very little about cost, latency, or what happens when the model gets a normal production budget.
Which is, once again, the gap between a model winning a chart and a workflow surviving Tuesday afternoon.
Still, I am more positive than I expected. The paper does not claim that consistency equals wisdom or that agreement with experts settles philosophy. It gives those things a bounded measurement role. That is much healthier than calling a model aligned because it produced a persuasive paragraph.
Yeah. We can keep our eyes on the live index, but I am not handing it a tiny judge wig just yet.
Please do not make that the episode art.
No promises, Tyler. Anyway, decent Wednesday brain food. We found the goblins, and at least this time they came with confidence intervals.